The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
But I'm now joined here on the stage of Malsard's Bar and Pub by Edward Hayden, TV chef and culinary lecturer, to give him his full title, Roisin McQuinlan, Kilkenny Chamber of Commerce, and Colin O'Hare, General Manager of Kilkenny Ormond Hotel, to talk all things Kilkenny. You're all very welcome to the show. Now, the first thing I asked just before I came on air was, is there anybody here that's a thoroughbred Kilkenny? No blowing. And it's just you, Edward.
Just me, holding my own in the middle of it all.
How difficult for you. You are through and through Kilkenny.
Yes, born, bred and buttered Kilkenny. Not that far from here, actually, Ciara. I'm out in Greignamana, so I've come to you across the mountains today from glorious Greignamana to equally glorious Stonyford and the wonderful Malsards here. Yeah, but I'm Kilkenny true and true. But nobody knows because I never tell anybody.
It's a bit like me in Donegal.
Light under a bushel job.
How do you know somebody's from Donegal? Because they tell you repeatedly and repeatedly. Now, I have just come down to Kilkenny here today, but I've been in Kilkenny City before to attend a festival, and I think we went to the Emrose down in the Lyrith Hotel one other year. We've had some great nights out here in Kilkenny, I have to say. Give me a highlights tour of the county, Edward. I'll give you 30 seconds.
I suppose the highlight of the county, Ciara, I always think it's in the people. You know, I think never more have we got this sense of community, and the sense of place seems to have urged over the last little while. And in Kilkenny, there is that sense of it. If you're walking down the main street of Kilkenny City or any of the towns, it's a little bit like Cheers, and the people, you know, you could get dragged in for a cup of coffee or something stronger and all of that. So I think the people very much make up the place. Then, of course, we're very much flanked by, you know, the likes of Kilkenny Castle, by Roath House. You know, we've got the new St Mary's Cathedral and lots of other things beside, beautiful hospitality emporiums, all of that. So everyone that's competing at all the different levels in food and drink and retail in Kilkenny are all operating to a very high standard. So the competition is good. So it's kind of a case of, you know, the tide and rising ships comes to mind.
I mean, I know you travel right around the country with your work. Did you ever consider moving? Would you have ever left, or did you get a nosebleed at the thought of it?
Well, do you know, I suppose the biggest thought I had, I did live in Dublin for a year, 100 years ago, but the biggest thought I had of leaving at one stage, I always thought a little pad in town would have been nice for me in Kilkenny City. And I did, I suppose, have a little dalliance with that at one stage, but it never came to be. So I stayed out in Greignamana, but I was just saying to Roisin and Colin beforehand, I think there's a nomadic nature to myself because, as you said, my work takes me all over the country and I quite like that. But
you're like a boomerang, you come home.
Alas, I'm sure they would say in Greignamana, alas, he does come back. But yeah, no, it is lovely. And it's lovely to come back. And sometimes when you're after being away at something, or whether it's on a holiday or something, there's nothing as fulfilling and as sustaining as coming back to your own people who get you and don't give a hoot what you're doing, whether you're on News Talk or Ireland AM, don't give a hoot. And there is something quite sustaining in that, I think.
They keep you grounded, keep
for
you
sure and
real.
Certain.
Now, we're in a really beautiful village here of Stonyford. It's a tiny little village. I think I spotted a hotel, a couple of shops. There's a few lovely pubs here. We're in one of them. How have, though, the bigger, I suppose, towns and the city of Kilkenny, what kind of a year have they had, Roisin? How has business been?
Well, first of all, I love the way you pronounce my name because you're one of the few people who ever call me Roisin. I'm generally called Roisin, but Roisin is lovely. No, Roisin is lovely too.
What's
I love
your
it.
Preference?
Roisin is
Roisin.
My name, but
well,
Roisin is lovely.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. The Kilkenny City and County is—it's an odd kind of a place because Kilkenny City is kind of a major city right in the middle of the county, and so most of the business and opportunities are in Kilkenny City. While there are still some fabulous villages and small towns around, I'm thinking of Stonyford, Greignamana, Castlecomer, Johnstown in the north, Freshford. There's so many smaller towns, but the vast majority of business would be done in Kilkenny City, and that's very obvious because it's really bustling city. Walk down the streets now, particularly now with the Yule Fest on for the month of December, the Christmas festival. It's a very busy city.
So was it kind of difficult then for the smaller towns and villages here to compete when there is so much attraction to Kilkenny City, as you say, located right into the centre and always bustling with people and atmosphere.
Yeah, but I don't think they compete. I don't think they're competing. I think they're complementing. Because it's really nice to have some place like Malzard's here, you know, in Stonyford, which is just an incredible venue. And there are equally incredible venues in other towns and villages around the county. So I don't think it's a case of competition. I think that it's just complementing what's going on in the entire county.
It is Christmas time, right? Mm-hmm. In 2 weeks, it'll be all over. It's hard to believe, but it's a really important time of year for businesses. What feedback are you getting in terms of footfall and in terms of, I suppose, the spend from consumers?
Yeah, well, footfall in Kilkenny for the month of December certainly is looking good at the moment. I mean, Colin will be able to tell you that from his hospitality side of things. But yeah, we're getting good feedback, positive feedback. People are buying. The Yule Fest festival, of course, which happens for the entire month of December, with lots of activities on the parade right outside the castle. That brings a lot of footfall during the weekends from outside Kilkenny as well, which is great. So, it's positive feedback we're getting all the time.
What about you, Colin, in terms of tourism here? And I know a lot of people love to come to visit Kilkenny. It's a beautiful city and a vibrant city. Is the tourism here international or is it more domestic?
No, look, at the moment it is predominantly domestic tourism, about 60%. But, you know, when I came here 20 years ago, it was 80%. So we've been working very hard on that. People ask me all the time, what's the best thing about Kilkenny City? And I tell them it's how close we are to Kilkenny County, because there's so much to do just outside the city in terms of, as the guys mentioned, the beautiful towns and villages and visitor attractions that we have everywhere. But our city is, but we're very lucky to have a vibrant city and all the things that go with it. We have the best festivals in the world, you know, renowned, the Kilkenny Roots Festival, Kilkenny Arts Festival, the world famous Catlaughs Festival all came here. We have...
How important have those festivals been to sustain businesses? Because that's what I think of when I think of Kilkenny. I immediately think of festivals.
Absolutely. I know, and most people have been here for a festival, and we've spread that out throughout the year, so it is incredibly important for us to shorten the season, to shorten the off season, and to create a longer season. And so those festivals now have expanded into December with Yule Fest and into February with Trad Fest. So that's always going on. We've got a great, really tidy city, perennial award winner in terms of the Eyeball Awards and the Tidy Town Awards. We were voted a number of years ago by Condé Nast magazine as the friendliest city in Europe, and the ninth friendliest city in the world.
And you're holding on to that,
absolutely.
Are you? How many years ago are we talking about?
That's only a few years ago. And Edward Hayden will know more about food, but Kilkenny County has 100,000 people living here, and we have two Michelin star restaurants. So we have more Michelin star restaurants per capita than San Sebastian.
I think of as one of the, you know, premier food hubs in the whole of Europe.
So it's phenomenal. So to sum it up, we're the friendliest, the funniest, the tastiest and tidiest town in Ireland.
You haven't been practicing that line for me, have you, Colin? But that is a good one. That's really good. Kilkenny Person of the Year 2026. I think you've just secured that. For you, what is the Christmas period like for you and your business? And does it all sort of come to a head on Christmas Eve? I understand that is actually your busiest day.
Yeah, look, the technical term for it is silly season. And it is. It's incredibly busy all the way in the lead up to it. And Kilkenny City just becomes alive on Christmas Eve. There are a number of car parks in Kilkenny City in the city centre. You can't get somewhere to park. Every bar and restaurant and shop is packed. So everything builds up to Christmas Eve and beyond until people go back to school again. It's an incredibly busy and popular place to be.
Let's talk about Christmas, Edward. Do you do Christmas dinner?
Yes.
Or do you take the day off?
Oh, a chance would be a fine thing. Yeah, no, I do Christmas dinner and everybody comes to me. So I'll have 12 on Christmas Day. Now, I have three sisters and one of them is particularly lively. I think it's a great word. She's very lively. Now, if you were to actually do an audit what she actually does on the day, I'm not sure it's that extensive a list. But when she arrives down, she kind of, you know, starts making great shapes. Do you know? She makes really great shapes.
So she's colourful but useless.
For sure. Well, I wouldn't. No, Ciara. You're trying to start a feud in the Hayden family. No, but then she kind of seems to relinquish all responsibilities when it comes to the wash-up. But it's lovely. We don't stand too much on ceremony and formality, I think, and that's the big thing, you know, and I know you kind of get tired listening to it, but be prepared so that you can actually spend time with people. A friend of mine calls every Christmas morning at around midday, and I always try to be really ready at that time. I have everything ready. I have myself spruced up and dressed so that I can actually sit down. She stays for about 45 minutes and it's just lovely. Sit down, have a glass of bubbles, have something to nibble on, because it is about that experience of being together. I love that whole notion of convivial dining. So I like things in the middle of the table. There is that sense of pass me this and pass me that and all of that. Different families, I suppose, do different things. You know, sometimes people elongate the dinner and it goes on for hours and hours and hours. We might kind of just have like some little nibbles and some maybe little cup of soup out of your hand when you're kind of standing around and doing all that sort of jazz. Then move in and sit down in the dining room and have that and then ponder on life. And then what we normally do in the evening is we go up to my sister's house. I bring the desserts now for fear you think she has them. And then her in-laws come down and it's kind of sit around the fire, wheel out the karaoke machine, and then everybody becomes Sonny and Cher.
What's your karaoke song, Edward?
Whatever you want it to be, Ciara. I'm like a jukebox. Just request it, I'll do it.
Rashid, I do always feel sorry for those businesses, because I worked in retail as a teenager and through my college years, and you would work so hard. You'd be on your feet. I used to work in a jewellery shop, McCullough's Jewellers in Letterkenny, and we'd be open till 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve for those stragglers coming in last minute looking for a present, generally men for their wives, I might as well be honest with you. And then, you know, for a lot of those businesses, it's 24 hours and they're straight back into it.
It's true, isn't it? Yeah,
it's tough, it's
relentless. Going. It's really relentless. Although I do remember last year, didn't a number of the stores decide not to open on Stephen's Day?
And do you support that? Oh, I think that's
well,
a good idea.
Personally, I do. Personally, I think it's great for the staff. You know, they get few enough days, and it is the 2 days is quite a break, because if the sales start, traditionally the sales started on St. Stephen's Day, and people were in at like 6 o'clock in the morning, so there was no Christmas Day really, and that's such a shame. Mm. From a personal point of view, I couldn't do that.
Mm. What do you think, Colin?
A number of the accommodation providers in Kilkenny closed for Christmas, myself included, and we'll reopen on the 27th, yeah. So I think there's
so
only...
So you give all of your staff, yeah, everybody gets
everyone
at least
gets
Christmas Day and St.
Stephen's Day, yeah. I mean, look, I'd like to take your point, there's no hospitality in Kilkenny without retail, and vice versa. And, you know, like, it's so important that we have a strong retail sector, because the people who come to my hotel, I see them walking in the door with their colourful bags in the different shops, and I know where they've been and I know where they where they've shopped. And so they go absolutely hand in hand. And a couple of days over Christmas certainly did not do anyone any harm.
Oh, it's good to hear. All right, we're going to have to leave that conversation there for now. But my thanks to Edward Hayden, to
Roisin,
we'll let you say it, McQuillan, and to Colin O'Hearn. Thanks so much for joining us here on The
Thanks.
Hard Shoulder.
Ciara, thank you.
The Hard Shoulder. With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.